The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For such a time, bringing the fountains of God's work to all the servants and saints. Hosted by Messianic Rabbi Alan Moorhead. Author, teacher, founder, and senior congregational leader of Arrowhead Messianic Congregation in Peoria. And now, Rabbi Moorhead.
Shalom, shalom, shamashim, kodashim, shel elyon, to the saints and servants of the Most High God. I'm excited and thrilled to be with you this day, talking about the things of God and His Word and things going on around the world. And I'm glad you have tuned in with me today, and I hope I bless you and touch you in a good way that, as I always talk about as my congregation, you know, that God's Word goes into the deep recesses of your mind and into the deep marrows of your bone for you to remember all the days of your life and to be able to recall them when you need to recall His Word. It just is exciting. You know, we just finished the Passover season, and it was exciting at our congregation. We had a big Seder celebration there, and it's always exciting to do Passover Seders. And, of course, it's all about Yeshua. Everything's about Yeshua. Let me explain something a little bit about that. Somebody recently told me, you know, we spend too much time talking about Jesus. We need to spend more time talking about the Father. And I said, are you out of your mind? That's what Yeshua is all about. He said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He came for us to see the Father more clearly. Yeshua is the answer. Yeshua is what we desire to have. Yeshua is the one that's coming back. Yeshua is the one that's going to sit on the throne of God eventually and rule the nations with a rod of iron. I said, don't ever, you know, minimize Yeshua. And I think a lot of that is just religious pride. People, you know, oh, I'm going to focus on the Father. Like, you know, I'm going to be much more spiritual than you because I'm focusing on the Father and not the Son. We always focus on the Son. Yeshua is the one. God lifted up Yeshua for all of us to grab a hold of and to receive our salvation and our life. And that's so important. He's got to be the one in our focus, standing on the rooftops and shouting it out. He is our focus. And even Yeshua said, you know, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He's the one. Yeshua is the one. Now, we pray to the Father, but we do it through the Son. We pray in Yeshua's name. And so that's very important for us to understand that, yeah, we do pray to the Father, but it's always in Yeshua's name. He is the door. He's the avenue. You know, he's what allows our prayers to come before the throne of God. And so that's why it's important that we stay focused on Yeshua all the time. Well, today we're going to be talking about the barley first fruits. And you say, what is the barley first fruits? Well, the barley first fruits is one of the moedim or appointments of God that's mentioned in Leviticus 23. And it's important to know. You may know the barley first fruits under a different name, like Resurrection Sunday. You know, that's the day Yeshua rose from the dead. You know, all these moedims of the Lord has, you know, ultimate fulfillments. For instance, Passover. Yeshua died on Passover, unleavened bread. Yeshua was buried on unleavened bread. Barley first fruits. He rose from the dead on the barley first fruits. 50 days later on the wheat first fruits, the Holy Spirit came down upon the church. And so now we're waiting for the fulfillment of the fall feast themselves. But barley first fruits is very interesting. You know what? So I'm going to go through this teaching with you so we would understand. During the observation of the unleavened bread, is the barley first fruits. Now, the unleavened bread moedim, or appointments, are 7 days long. In the middle of that 7 days is the barley first fruits. It occurs after the regular Sabbath in this week. Farmers go to their fields and they designate part of their barley crops as first fruits. In other words, they set apart for sanctification as we are. These first fruits are taken to the high priest, who waves the barley sheaf, which is, you know, a collection of a barley grain, before the Lord as an offering. The sheaf is a small amount being presented of a larger harvest. And it's the same with first fruits. First fruits is just a small part of a larger harvest. You want to be first fruits. You read this in even the book of Revelation. You talk about these are the first fruits of the Lord that follow him wherever he goes. We want to be first fruits. We want to be that designated part of the crop. And anytime you have these stories about crops and weeds and fruit and all that, it's about people. And so first fruits, you want to be first fruits. It's also, first fruits is also known as firstborn. First fruits is also known as the first resurrection. And this is why it says in the Bible that those in the first resurrection, the lake of fire or the second death will have no power over you. First fruits is huge. Now, I know a lot of people only understand first fruits as part of their givings or tithing, and it's like they give the first to the Lord. Well, that's true too, but it goes much bigger than that. First fruits, we want to be first fruits. We want to be the first fruits. So the first fruits are taken to the high priest in Jerusalem, who will wave the barley sheaf before the Lord as an offering. And so anything offered by the high priest will always be accepted by the Lord. Yeshua is our first fruit, and he is also our high priest. Anyone he brings before the Father will be accepted as sanctified. This is what it says in Leviticus 23. When you come into the land which I shall give you, and you shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before you to be accepted for you on the morrow. This would be the barley harvest after the Sabbath day, the weekly Sabbath day. The priest shall wave it as a regular Sabbath, or which is always a Saturday. This waving of the harvest would occur on Sunday. So it's the day after the weekly Sabbath, which is Saturday. So it would occur, the barley first fruits would be on a Sunday, the first day of the week. Verse 12 of Leviticus 23 says, and you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf a he lamb without blemish on the first year for a burnt offering to the Lord. Verse 13, and the meal offering shall be 2/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor, and a drink offering thereof shall be wine 1/4 part hin. Several people have tried to find the meaning to these measurements. One thing for sure, it's about communion or new Passover covenant with the Lord. More than likely, these numbers indicate a percentage of believers that will be called first fruits, who will be the kings and priests of the Lord. It is possible that these are the inner court believers and not the outer court believers. Now, I've explained that before, the difference between inner court and outer court. At Moses' tabernacle in the wilderness, you have an outer court and you had inner court. Only the priest can go to the inner court. Everybody else had to stay in the outer court. So there is a, and I believe the inner court also is representation of the kingdom of God itself. So you want to be an inner court believer. You want to be a king and priest before the Lord. And so the Moses' tabernacle shows a designation difference between outer court and inner court. I wrote a book on that, The Tabernacle of Moses and the Believer's Walk, and I explain that in great detail about inner and outer court. And the scriptures continue in verse 14 of Leviticus 23, and you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that you brought an offering to your God. It will be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Every time you see that, you know, on these moedims, a statute forever, there's something eternal about a spiritual application of this particular moedim. Of course, we know this one is that Yeshua rose from the dead on this one. And so he ended up showing that that's what will be too. He's the first of the first fruits, rose from the dead with a new life, a new body. And that's a promise that we have too. Spiritually, this is talking about the first fruit saints from both the Old Testament and New Testament. These saints are being presented to the Lord by our high priest, Yeshua, as they come into the land. Verse 10, the first fruit presentation is by Yeshua to the Father God for those to be accepted to enter into the kingdom of God. The wine and meal offering at the same time is a covenant offering representing communion or the new covenant offering. When one partakes of this meal and wine offering, they are affirming or reaffirming their belief in Messiah. So when you're taking communion, you are reaffirming your belief in the Messiah. That's what that's all about. Do this often in remembrance of me. Now, the barley first fruits is the first of the first fruits. More than likely, this was fulfilled in Matthew 27, 52 through 53. And listen carefully. Well, this is after Yeshua rose from the dead. And this is what it says. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. So what does this mean? Well, after Yeshua rose from the grave, apparently many others did too. It appears that they rose in new bodies. It could have been like a Lazarus resurrection, only to die again, but more than likely it was the barley first fruits resurrection. And these saints went into eternal life, and they will be waiting for the rest of us. Have you ever wondered when you read the book of Revelation about the 24 elders that were there in Revelation? Who were they? When did they get there? More than likely, they were part of the barley first fruits resurrection, because the 24 elders were there before the rapture took place, the wheat rapture took place. It is interesting to consider that this barley meal offering was to be 2/10 deal of flour and 1/4 of hin measurement of wine. Could be that this was telling us that the barley first fruits will be 2/10 of the harvest of those saved into the kingdom of God or inner court of his house. Perhaps this is a part of the 24 elders in the book of Revelation. Remember, there will be another first fruit offering consisting of the wheat first fruits, where a new meal offering will be made, Leviticus 23, verse 16. That would be those today who love the Lord and are obedient to his commandments. So let us continue with Leviticus 23, verse 12. The lamb without blemish represents Yeshua. This also includes the saints, since we became without blemish through him. Verse 13, 2/10 deal of flour. Could be that this first fruits is 2/10 of all that would eventually be presented to the Lord. Verse 14, Israel had to present an offering to the Lord before eating from the Lord. It was as soon as they entered the promised land. They ate from the barley already growing. The manna ceased falling at that time. So when Israel came into the land of Israel, they had to eat what was growing naturally, which was barley at that time, because this is the time they came in. And then manna stopped. So they had no choice. The manna falling down from heaven stopped. They had to eat what was growing naturally in the land at that time. Exodus 23:14 through 19. Barley first fruits is not directly mentioned as one of the three feast times when all males must come to Jerusalem. This is because the barley first fruits is during the Moed of Unleavened Bread Week, which lasts for 7 days. All of Israel's males are commanded to be in Jerusalem during that week. Exodus does mention that all males must come to Jerusalem on the Moed of Unleavened Bread. So they would be there during the barley first fruits also. And they also have to come into Jerusalem during the time of Pentecost, or Shavuot is called the wheat first fruits, and also during the Moed of ingathering, or tabernacle, or booths in the fall. Exodus 23:19 tells us that the first of the first fruits you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. So it's telling you that you shall bring your first fruits into the house of the Lord your God. This applies to both barley and wheat first fruit offerings, which is about people being presented to God to be accepted of him by Yeshua. This first of the first fruits is talking about the spring harvest. Both barley and the wheat represent people, but only a portion gets to go into the house of God. It's like you see with the concept of the 10 virgins, you know, in Matthew 25. Only five got to go inside because five were ready, had their lamps full of oil. The other five were not ready, and their lamps had run out of oil. So they were not included into the, what we call the first fruits. The farmer himself will designate a very small portion of his whole harvest as first fruits to be brought to the house of God. The farmer is Yeshua. Only a small part of the harvest will enter the house of God or the inner court. Others will be redeemed for the outer court. By this time, the barley first fruits probably already happened, and the wheat first fruits offering is yet to come. It's important to mention here that the barley first fruits, like Passover, is also not a Sabbath. So Passover and barley first fruits are not a Sabbath. Deuteronomy 26 gives us the procedure of the barley first fruits offering, verses 1 through 7. It shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell there, that you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which you shall bring of your land, that the Lord your God gives you, and you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place which the Lord your God shall choose to place his name there. Of course, we know this is Jerusalem. And you shall go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say to him, I profess this day unto the Lord your God that I'm coming to the country which the Lord swore unto our fathers for to give us. This is also like, you, you know, this would be example would be you talking to Yeshua. It says, you promised me, you know, that I would come into your kingdom, into the heavenly kingdom, if I believed in you. So the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall speak and say before the Lord your God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt, so joined there with a few, and there became a nation, a great and mighty populace. That Syrian would be Abraham. And the Egyptian evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord God our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, and he looked on our affliction and our labor and oppression. Deuteronomy 26, 8 through 10 elaborates on this further. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great terribleness, with signs and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place, and has given us this land, even a land that flows with milk and honey. And now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which you, O Lord, had given me. And you shall set it before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. The Lord further commanded the presence of the barley first, the presenter of the barley first fruits to say, I have brought the first fruits into the land, which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. When we as first fruits are being presented, our works will follow us. So when we are being presented before the Lord, our rewards will be with us as we enter into the house of God. Ezekiel 48 verse 14 says, the first fruits are holy unto the Lord. Those who believe the day and walk in the Lord are first fruits and are considered holy before the Lord. This is why believers today are called unleavened, or the righteousness of God. You are considered holy before the eyes of God. Romans 8:23 reveals that those who have the Holy Spirit today are the first fruits of the Spirit. Eventually, the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all flesh after the tribulation, but those will not be considered first fruits. Remember, like I said already, first fruits are just a small portion of a much larger harvest. There will be a larger harvest of many people coming to the Lord. But you don't want to be in that group. You want to be in the first fruits group. That's what's important. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, but now is Messiah risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Yet in 1 Corinthians 15:23, it tells us when talking about the rapture, but every man in his own order, Christ, the first fruits, afterwards they which are Christ at his coming. tells you there's more than one rapture. This seems very likely that the first group, which included Yeshua, have ascended already in Matthew 27, verses 52 through 53. The next group will be the rapture of the wheat first fruits when he appears in heaven. This is at the seventh trump in Revelation chapter 11, and probably will be when the sign of the Son of Man appears. Yeshua is the one who was risen from the dead unto a new incorruptible body. He's the first one to rise into a new incorruptible glorified body. He rose from the dead on the moed of the barley first fruits. Yeshua died on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, and rose on the barley first fruits. So this is very interesting for us to understand that what we call Resurrection Sunday really is Leviticus 23, barley first fruits. That's what it tells us, Leviticus 23. So when Yeshua rose from the dead, that was a fulfillment of the barley first fruits. And of course, the wheat one is coming 50 days later, known as Shavuot, which means weeks, or Pentecost, which means 50. This is why these feasts are called Moedim, or appointments of the Lord. They are about Yeshua and major events of the Lord. The spring Moedim have already had their major accomplishments fulfilled by Yeshua. We're now waiting for the fall feast to be completed. 1 Corinthians 15:22 through 23 says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Messiah shall be made alive, but every man his own order, Messiah the first fruits, afterwards they that are Messiah at his coming or appearing." Revelation 14:4 mentions that there are 144,000 who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, redeemed among men, being first fruits unto God and the Lamb. There are two biblical 144,000 groups. The first in Revelation 7 are from different tribes of Israel, which would be the government of Israel. The second group is in Revelation chapter 14, and they are those redeemed from mankind. The second group are those that will follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They will be the heavenly government of the Lord. 144,000 is divisible by 12. 12 is the number that means government. Zeros indicate divine appointment. Thus, a government of God, as Isaiah says in Isaiah 9:6-7, is a government that will increase and have no end and will be appointed by the Messiah. These 144,000 of Revelation 14 are the first fruits to the Lord, which are the kings and priests of the Lord. 144,000 is a symbolic number and should never be assumed to be a fixed number, ever. Unlike Jehovah Witnesses always said that only 144,000 can be saved. It's a symbolic number. Because even the Jehovah Witnesses today turn around and say after they have surpassed 144,000 of their membership, they have a hard time trying to explain what the early leaders said about the 144,000. But there are two groups, 144,000. The first group from the 12,000 from each 12 tribes of Israel. The second group, redeemed among mankind. So if you're going to be a king and a priest, you want to be part of the first fruits. Because when you get raptured, you're going to be part of the first fruits if you believe today. And that's what's important, because today you are where you're at because of faith, because of what you believe, not because of what you are called to do. And so without faith, you cannot please God. And this is important things that you believe by faith and be part of the kings and priests of the inner court and be the first fruits of the Lord, a very small section of the general large harvest, which will take place in the fall. So, yeah, there'll be several raptures, but we want to be in the first fruits rapture. That's what I call it, the first fruits rapture. You want to be in that. And it's what God has got earmarked for all of us, and we got to be ready for it. But we have to prepare ourselves, and we have to count ourselves worthy to be part of the first fruits rapture. So anyway, God bless everybody. That's the first fruits rapture, barley first fruits rapture teaching. A little bit later, I'll be talking about the wheat first fruit rapture. All right, God bless everybody. Thanks for joining with me today. Amen and amen.
for such a time with Messianic Rabbi Alan Moorhead. You can join them Friday nights at 7 p.m. or Saturday mornings at 10:17. Arrowhead Messianic Congregation is located at 10738 North 75th Avenue in Peoria. Find us online at myamc.org. That's myamc.org. Until next week, thank you for listening to For Such a Time.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.